Big day for Money News, and Andrew Kelleher is with us as always from JMI Wealth. The books, of course, the Survey of Business Opinion, the OCR and all the rest of it. But the GDT auction overnight, how's that gone?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. I've got a real mixed bag for you this morning, actually, because we'll talk about the global dairy trade auction in a second, but we've had this crazy start to share markets in October. In October, not a great month for share markets historically, but geez, we've had big lifts in the European share markets overnight. That's flowing through into US share market as well. So I've got a heap of green numbers in front of me, a heap of things that have gone up, but that's not the case for the global dairy trade auction overnight. The global dairy trade auction price index has fallen by 3.5%, and that follows a couple of good outcomes, and it's sort of raised our hopes, I guess, that the solid downtrend that's been in place for much of this year was over. Now, one of the factors to be aware of here is that Fonterra lifted the amount of the volume that was on offer through this auction, so there was just more stuff to sell, but all the products on offer fell. Butter was down 7%, cheddar, that was down 3.8%, and the two big categories, skim milk powder, fell 1.6%. But the real factor here was the main commodity, whole milk powder, it fell 4%. That's maybe a little surprising. Now, we have got a much weaker currency. That helps out our exporters. So that's that does tend to buffer some when you start to see the commodity prices falling, because they're all denominated in US dollars. I don't think there's any cause for panic here, but I think dairy farmers will be watching the next couple of auctions with renewed interest, I think, just to see what the price trend is. Do we see that downtrend reestablish itself?
All right, the Survey of Business Opinion.
Yeah, that was the release yesterday. So this is New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, the quarterly survey of business opinion. It's quarterly data. It's important. It's quite comprehensive. The Reserve Bank does take note of the outcomes here. And again, bit of a mixed bag. There's no hiding from the well-publicised issues. The costs are still elevated. Labour shortage is still the main problem facing businesses. There are probably also some signs within the report that economic activity is stalling a bit over the second half of the year. Firms are a little bit less downbeat. They're still in the dumps, but a little bit less downbeat. So the mood's improving. I take that as a positive. A net 42% expect a deterioration in general economic conditions over the coming months. Now, that's quite a good lift from the second quarter measure there, which was minus 62. So it's gone from minus 62 to 42%. Firms' own businesses, a net 3% reported an increase in their own trading activity, so it's sort of at the margin. So what we are seeing is demand stabilising at lower levels. So that suggests a period of lower growth ahead. Trading conditions expected in the next 3 months, that's fallen from minus 12 to minus 14%, so recession a real possibility. I think the RBA will be pleased to see a small decrease in capacity pressures, but Labor's still really the most, Labor's the really important component of the inflation picture, and a lot of firms now, 43% of firms report finding labor as the primary constraint. In the face of that, though, some moderation and shortage of skilled and unskilled workers. One notable further takeaway, Tim, businesses in the construction and retail sector are reporting a fall in forward orders. So that points to that low growth there. Look, in summary, I'd say some positive tones for the central bank in terms of their fight against inflation, their goal of slowing demand, but it's at the margins, and they'll keep their foot on the monetary policy pedal.
Well, you know how we want to get ahead of the game, and I'm kind of reading between the lines. Are you saying soft landing, or is it too early to go that far?
Yeah, I think it's still too early to say, because there are some indicators now that are, certain sectors that look like they're going to fall quite sharply. Things like the residential construction sector, still got terrible sentiment there. I think it's still a bit early to say.
All right, our OCR today, the RBA, surprise.
Well, they did. They reviewed their cash rate yesterday. An overwhelming majority of economists thought they were going to go 50 basis points. They only went 25. So that kicked off a massive rally on the Australian share market yesterday, up 3.8%. That's one of the biggest days we've seen in years. So I think only 21 of 28 economists have picked 50 basis points. I think the RBNZ today, though, I still think they'll go 50 basis points. I still keep the pressure on.
All right, look through that sea of green you're observing this morning.
Gosh, get a load of this. 600 points up on the Dow Jones at the moment, back over 30,000, 30,090. That's up 2%. The S&P 500 up 2.5%, 3,771. And the NASDAQ up 2.4%, 11,071. And as I said, some of the European markets up over 4% overnight. The FTSE 100, 7,086. The Nikkei, 26,992, up just under 3%. Shanghai Composite fell 17,3024. As I said, the ASX 200 closed at 6,699, up 3.8%. The NZX 50 gained 1.2%, closing at 11,090. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a bit stronger, 0.5720 against the US, 0.8739 against the Aussie, 0.5737 euro, 0.4993 pounds, 82.49 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,723.26. And Brent crude a bit stronger, $91.38.
Thanks so much. We'll talk in the morning at JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher with the Money News.